Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 11th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, Apple is continuing to invest in original podcast production. Bloomberg is reporting that Apple has signed a deal with the award-winning production company Futuro Studios. Under the arrangement, Apple will fund Futuro's development of new podcasts, but retains the rights to the intellectual property to convert any of the works into video content, including television shows and movies, that could appear on Apple TV+. This is a continuation of Apple's podcast strategy to date, which has seen the company release a handful of Apple original podcast series through its TV Plus division. The original podcasts are available to listen in Apple Podcasts and any other podcast app with an RSS feed. This is notably different than Spotify's podcast strategy. Spotify has spent hundreds of millions of dollars to acquire the exclusive rights to top shows, therefore preventing anybody from listening in an app that isn't Spotify. The Bloomberg report today says that Apple has spent around $10 million on standalone podcast production to date. For context, that is significantly less than the production cost of a single episode of a premium streaming TV show. There's no word on when we'll see the first Futuro show developed into a podcast, then a TV show on Apple TV+, but it's clear that Apple is continuing with its strategy of both producing original podcasts, but also keeping them available for everyone to listen, regardless of which application they use. In other news today, Disney Plus is set to get more expensive in the United States. Disney has confirmed its plans to launch a new ad-supported subscription, but unfortunately, things aren't going to be any cheaper. Currently, the Disney Plus subscription costs $8 per month. That entry-level price isn't changing, but what is changing is that if you only pay $8 per month, you'll now see ads on Disney Plus. Those who want to continue having an ad-free experience on Disney Plus will have to pay the new higher price of $11 per month. That's an increase of 37.5%. According to Disney Plus, the $8 per month ad-supported tier will have the same exact content available in the more expensive tier. The company also says that not all of its content will have advertisements, at least for now. Most viewers will watch around 4 minutes of ads for every hour of content, and most ads will be around 15 to 30 seconds long. Hulu, which is a streaming platform also owned by Disney, is getting a similar price increase. Its basic ad-supported subscription will rise from $7 to $8 per month, while the ad-free plan will go from $13 to $15. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure and gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. For IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove your compliance to auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first with Collide. Visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to find out how. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. If you follow that link, Collide will also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt and Collide stickers, just for signing up for a new trial. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Running out today, speaking of things getting more expensive, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo now says the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max will be more expensive than the existing iPhone 13 models. Kuo made this prediction while discussing the average selling price of the iPhone 14 series. Kuo expects the average selling price of the iPhone 14 series to be about 15% higher than the iPhone 13 series, with that number sitting somewhere around $1,000. Kuo attributes this to the iPhone 14 Pro getting a price hike, and yet also a larger share of overall shipments. So this means, despite the price increase, Kuo still expects the iPhone 14 Pro to sell better than the iPhone 13 Pro. As for the other iPhone models, the iPhone 14, the entry-level model, is expected to keep the same $799 starting price, and the new iPhone 14 Max is expected to come in under $1,000. For now, there's no word on exactly how much more expensive the iPhone 14 Pro series will be, but at this point, we're just a month away from Apple's official announcement, when we can expect to learn quite a bit more. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.